Thus far, we have been seeing the historical background on the Indian Constitution. So, what we have been able to cover so far is regarding how the British came to India in the form of traders in the 1600s, gradually gaining power in 1765, getting Diwani. What does Diwani mean? Diwani is a Hindi term, by the way. It means right over revenue and civil justice, specifically for Bengal, Bihar and Odisha. Now, here is the point where their territorial power started. They started imposing power henceforth. This gradually started absorbing major parts of India. The atrocities of the East India Company came into visibility, and finally, in 1858, the commencement of the Sepoy Mutiny took place. So, this was where the Indians started revolting against them. That's when the British Crown, understanding what the situation was, decided to take the direct and complete responsibility of the government of India. And they, in turn, stayed with India till the point of August 15th, 1947, wherein they established the relation or the separation of the East India Company from India, exercising their own rule, and at the same time, when India was in war or national a peaceful war, they tried to separate themselves from the governance of India. Now, M.N. Roy is a name to remember. He's a pioneer of communist movement in India. So, when India got independence, even before that, in about 1934, he said that if India were to get independence, a constitution was necessary. For that, in the year of 1946, a constituent assembly was formed specifically for the purpose of creation of the constitution. That, and on January 26th, 1950, where we celebrate our Republic Day, the constitution came into being. The body had exercised 4 years to decide and to conclude with a specific structure of our constitution. That is when the British rule end. I mean, it ended on August 15, 1947, but then the bits and traces were left, were then pre-formatted and reframed in the form of a constitution, which again derives majority of its features from the roots of the British rule itself. Keeping that in mind, there are some chronological events that occurred during the rule of the company and the rule of the crown, which in turn the acts that they proposed were influential in the creation of our constitution. The next part would be in understanding the company rule and the other parts.